I used to battle rejection and tormenting thoughts of fear every single day, from when I was 9 to when I was 21 years old. I used to be shy, quiet, and have social phobia. I used to be addicted to dark books and movies and find my greatest pleasure and comfort there. I used to think that I was worthless, invisible, and that nobody cared about or listened to me. I used to be stuck in religion. I went to church every single week, but I was slowly dying inside. I used to think that God was far from me, that He didn't care about me, and that I could never understand Him or the Bible. I used to have painful period cramps. I used to have outbursts of anger and depression and emotional highs and lows constantly. I used to live in a state of confusion every day. I wasn't able to remember things or think clearly. My mind just wasn't working with me. I used to faint when I was triggered into extreme fear and panic. It could be in biology class or when I was thinking about blood and injuries. I had this irrational fear and I just couldn't control it. It came from a traumatic experience that I had had when I was younger. I also used to feel trapped and claustrophobic among people and places. I used to be so insecure about my personality, about how I was, how I acted in school especially, and I never felt like a good enough friend. I always felt like I was boring, I just wasn't enough, I just didn't have anything to offer to my friends. I felt like I was just bad company to them, that they didn't want me there and that I was boring. I felt like I was literally drowning in the darkness of my own mind. I remember once I told this picture, like it felt like I was in this ocean and it was a raging storm and it felt like somebody was just grabbing me and I was trying to swim like to the surface of this ocean, but there was something just grabbing me and pulling me down into the plunging depths of the ocean. That's what it felt like. I was drowning. I couldn't breathe. So I cried out to God when I was alone. From this deep pain in my soul, this anguish, I was crying out to God. But I would feel so abandoned by Him, by God. And tears of deep sadness streamed down my face as I felt so helpless and alone. All of this was happening inside of me, but I never told anybody. From the outside, I probably looked like a shy but nice girl. While a brutal tempest was constantly raging inside of me, but nobody could see it. It was just mine to deal with. But when I was 20 years old, I decided to take action. It wasn't working anymore. I wasn't able to deal with that darkness inside of me because it wasn't staying the same. It was growing. It was taking over more and more parts of my life. And I just had enough of it. And I was realizing in that moment that God was the only one who could save me. I had tried other things. I had tried the world. I had tried music. I had tried talking to friends, but it was only God. And I just needed to find out if God cared enough about me that He would want to free me. So I was seeking Him like never before, really trying to understand who He is. My heart all the while was filled with bitterness and anger against God. But deep down, I longed for Him and only Him more than ever. Through the midst of this searching and struggling, I was seeking God with all of my heart. God made a YouTube video come on my feed. This was him answering my prayers. I didn't realize it at the time, but now later, I see that was God answering my prayers. And that video, it was a woman preaching, Apostle Catherine Crick. As I listened, I was intrigued. I could actually understand what she was saying. So I kept watching her videos, and I started to apply what she was teaching. Taking authority over the darkness in us, over the devil in our lives. And I noticed that as the months passed, anxiety and depression and fear in me, it had decreased a lot. God was answering my prayers. He was delivering me. It was not how I thought, but that didn't matter. I was seeing change and freedom in my life where I never had before. Even though I had been in church all my life, seeking freedom, seeking God, it was not until this particular moment, for some reason, a woman apostle preaching about the power of God, that I was starting to see freedom. And this was working. It didn't matter who was preaching, that she called herself an apostle, and like religious people maybe like offended and like think that's weird. But I was just seeing like people being freed on her videos. And I know nobody but God can deliver somebody like that. Nobody but God. My spirit knew deep inside me, this is Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ moved through Apostle Catherine and delivered me powerfully online through a screen. She was in Los Angeles. I was in Sweden. And this anointing, this power of God touched me. It hit me and it evicted and exposed the darkness inside of me. And this was in 2021. And since then, I never stopped listening and applying Apostle Catherine's teachings. She's my spiritual mom and I love her so much. And today, 3 years later, I am walking in victory over the devil every day. I am 100% free. All of that darkness is completely gone, cast out of my life forever, never to return again. Glory to God. Today, I know that I'm a true child of God and a valuable part of His family. I know that fear is not from God or from me, but it's a lie from the devil that I have the power to reject. I am a confident daughter of God. I know my identity as a queen and a warrior in God's revival army. I speak the truth with boldness. I'm no longer timid. I no longer desire to watch worldly movies. My greatest joy now is being in church, in the presence of God, watching the power of God deliver His children from bondage. I know that God loves me and is right here with me now. He adores me and always has time for me. Because of the teachings of a true apostle, I can now understand more of God's ways and the Bible than I ever have in my entire life. I'm free from painful period cramps. Instead of anger, I now have outbursts of joy and wild passion for God's kingdom. My mind is clear. I can think straight and with clarity. I have the mind of Christ, filled with so much peace and joy. I know that I have dominion over my thoughts. I haven't fainted because of panic and fear in several years now, because I no longer believe the lies of the devil. I feel such freedom in my soul. God brought me into wide open spaces where I can run and leap in freedom, because who the Son sets free is free indeed. The kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. Apostles and prophets are the foundation of the church, with Jesus Christ as the chief cornerstone. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil and to give us abundant life in every area. I am flourishing like never before. Every single day, I'm becoming more and more like Jesus, going from glory to glory. I'm like a tree planted by streams of water, bearing fruit in every season. I'm planted at Fivefold Church that Apostle Catherine pastors, and I will never leave. I am free! Jesus Christ saved my life. He came in power and love and pulled me out of the dark pit, the dungeon that I was in. Jesus freed me. He broke the heavy chains that were binding me. In His great love and compassion, Jesus delivered me and is now bringing me higher and higher. I am so humbled and grateful beyond words. Thank you, Jesus. What Jesus did in my life, He wants to do in yours too, right now. Are you hungry and desperate for Jesus and to receive freedom from the darkness in your life? Because God is ready and willing right now. So if you let me, I'd love to pray for you right now. I break every generational curse off of you now. And I command every spirit of darkness, anxiety, depression, sickness, rejection, addiction, division must leave you now in Jesus' name. Be filled to overflow with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be filled with peace and joy now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Go to Fivefold Church, pastored by Apostle Catherine Crick, for more equipping truth and power of God. Thank you for listening to my story. God bless you abundantly. Abundant life is your portion, and it's what God wants for you. He wants you free.